Okay, we are picking up with the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of Chaf on Beis with the Arba Nadar Metiru Chachamim. Our learning is once again sponsored by Ilu Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Shenev Aliyah. The Mishnah tells us now, Arba Nadarim Hetiru Chachamim. The Chachamim permitted four types of Nadarim. We're going to see in the Gemara whether these Nadarim do not even require Hataras Nadarim and to be matired by a Chacham, or is it something which does require a Taras Chacham? But at the end of the day, that would be only Darabanan. On a level of Daraisa, for sure, it's going to be no standing. Because a person is not supposed to be uttering things, lo yachal devaro, which is also smachta, it's only Darabanan, lo yachal devaro, but you still should be careful. That's why these things are going to be better not to be said, but they're not going to be chal level Daraisa for sure. It may not even require a Taras Chacham, as we're going to see from the Hemshech of the Gemara later. So what are these four types? Nidrei Zeruzin. These types of motivational nadarim, which the Gemara is going to discuss, what exactly it is that I'm trying to force you to do something on my side. We're going to see what that is. Nidrei Havai, exaggerated nadarim. It's clearly exaggerated type of nadarim that you're saying. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to discuss this more further, later, not today. Nidrei Shkagos, and then if you completely made a mistake when you made a nadar, this is not going to be discussed for another few dapim. Nidrei Onsin, and nadarim that are beyond one's control, that eventually is unavoidable when you made that neder. We're going to see all these cases. So now the Mishnah fleshes out the first one. What is nidrei zeruzin? Ketzad, what are these motivational nadarim? Hayamocher chafetz, if I was selling a chafetz, I was selling you an item. V'armar konim sheni poches lach min asela. So you say to the guy, a konim, like I'm swearing, I'm not going to sell this to you less than asela. Sell us 4 dinars. I swear I'm not selling it to less than 4 dinars. So therefore, meaning he's saying that the money that you're going to pay me for this item is going to be forbidden to me as a konim if I take less than 4 dinars. Clearly showing, like I'm swearing, I'm not going to give this to you for $1 less than 4 dinars. Now, Vehala Omer, so the other responding, the guy who's the buyer, saying, konim sheni mosif ala shekel. I swear to you, a konim, that I'm not going to give you more than a shekel is 2 dinars. So really, they're in between over here. He's saying, I swear I'm not selling it for less than 4, and he's saying, I'm not paying you more than 2. So if you keep the lashon of the neders, then either of them is not going to be allowed to buy the item. So now, says the Mishnah, Shneim rotzim b'shlosha dinarim. Really, neither one really meant what they said. They're really willing to negotiate over here. So each one is just trying to, you know, have the other one a negotiating tactic over here. That if I say, swear not having 4, less than 2, then we'll come somewhere in the middle. We'll agree to 3. So now, the Ran points out that at the end of the day, we have a concept of dvarim shalev ein dvarim. So therefore, since the buyers or sellers are talking this way, the fact that they clearly, we saw this nidarim or something which is not dvarim shebelev ein dvarim, and therefore, that's not going to be chal. So the Mishnah is teaching us over here that this is what is going to be when he assumes that way. What happens if the guy says, no, I actually swore that it was going to be 4, and I really meant that I'm not selling it in less than 4. So the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi that in such a circumstance, that case, you would have to keep your neder and you would need to be Tataras Nadarim if you want to get rid of that neder, because that's a full-fledged neder where you really had in mind that you weren't going less than 4, that's what you really meant, then we'd believe you and you would have to be matir the neder. So that would be the case over here. Now, lechora, what happens in the case where it's going to be a different amount? That's the Shailan Rishonim. So meaning meant 3, but what happens? Can I accept less than that? So do we say that in that case it's also going to be problematic? Can I go down to 2 dinars? Or can the buyer the other way around, can he go up to 4 dinars? So maybe because they only meant 3. So that's a machlokas Rishonim. That's a machlokas Rishonim. The Ran seems to say no, that they're not allowed to. However, others disagree. Other Rishonim, the Ritva and others, they say that at the end of the day, we say that this is completely a neder zuz, and I kind of understand the Ritva. I'm not just whatever. It makes sense to me in Svara that they're just fighting it out in business, common business, the talking that they're not actually mean the neder whatsoever. That's Ritva Tainas. It says no. You could take 2, you could take 4 if they're not willing to budge. And that would really be okay. It doesn't literally mean that they mean 3. The Ran says no. The Mishnah says only if they're negotiating. If they're coming off 2 and they're coming off 4, then the neder is not chal. But if you have 2 and 4, that would not be okay. So that is the machlokas Rishonim, how to understand that. And the lashon over here, shneim rotzim b'shlosha, is bedafka or not, the Ritva and the Ran. Okay. So now let's continue with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Arba nedarim etiru chachamim, 4 nedarim that the chachamim allowed you. So now the Gemara says, Amar lei Rabbi Abba bar Mamal Rabbi Ami, Amar la mishmed Rabbi Yudah nesiyai, man tana darim nedarim. Who is that author of our Mishnah who says Arba Nadarim? That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And we saw the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda quoted on yesterday's daf and before as well, that we saw that Rabbi Yehuda says, none of them are going to be Nazir. We're talking about the case where I'm sitting with my friend, Reuben and Shimon are sitting together. Reuben and Shimon are sitting together. And Reuben says to Shimon, oh, I see that guy from far, that must be Levi. And he says, I swear it's Levi, and if it's not Levi, I'm going to become a Nazir. And then Shimon says, what are you talking about? That's definitely not Levi. How do you know what Levi looks like? I swear that it's not Levi, and if it is Levi, I'll become a Nazir. So one of them is definitely going to be, by what's going on, factually, one of them is incorrect, and one of them for sure should become a Nazir. However, Rabbi Tarfon tells us, La'olam einachem Nazir, none of them are going to become a Nazir. As we saw earlier, why not? Lafi she'lo nitna nazirus elafla. Because nazirus can only be given away that it's clear what you meant. It's clear indications, clear utterance, literally, clearly what you're saying, meaning it has to be 100% the time you made the nether, you knew what you were talking about. Now, if this is all in Suffolk, you have no idea if it's Levi or not. The other guy is not sure also if it's Levi or not until he comes closer. So then, that neder is not going to be chal. And just like the halacha of Nezirus, the same halacha would apply to Nedarim. So that's why, in this case, Rav Ami is saying that Rav Yehuda Nisiya, that the reason that this case is going to be not going to be chal is because they were conditional Nedarim. And our Mishnah is authored by Rav Yehuda, who holds that a neder that's totally tolle on a conditional thing happening, they are not going to be chal. So according to this explanation, that when they say that they're really chal in three dinars, it doesn't mean that the reason that's the neder is not chal, because it's not really the reason that the neder is not chal. The reason the neder is not chal is because it's a circumstantial thing. It doesn't matter what the amount is. So therefore, it doesn't matter what the amount is, then the neder is not going to be chal. So the Rishonim are bothered by that. If that's the case, why does the Mishnah use a much bigger chiddush to tell us that even if they don't even come on to three nedarim, even if they come on to two dinar or four dinar, which one completely is against his word, and it's still going to be chal? So why do we assume that case? Why don't we bring that case? So the Ran answers this question by saying that our Mishnah tells us even that it really is even it's a bigger chiddush to say by three. In Rabbi Tarfon's case, neither nazirus takes effect because the two said it together. And therefore, the conditions of one of them, by definition, can't be fulfilled, but that's mesupak. They're not sure about it. So therefore, in that case, that according to Rabbi Tarfon, maybe you could argue that you don't have a clear-cut understanding what happened when they made the neder. But in our case of the Mishnah, when the neder is rezuzin, it's possible at the time of the neder, the conditions of both the tanaim can be fulfilled. Both the conditions of the neder can actually be fulfilled. Both of the buyer and the seller. How could that be? Because they can both end up agreeing on three. That's what the Mishnah's Gufa telling us. That even though they can both agree on three, and now their neder is going to be fulfilled, and it's not a problem with their neder, still that neder is not chal whatsoever. Because it is something that was still, in fact, a suffix. That's an interesting point that the Ran makes. How to explain our Mishnah. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is saying right now. Again, in Pashim Shat, the Gemara is just saying that it's not clear, and when it's not clear, then neder is not chal. So now the Gemara says, Rava disagrees. Rava Amar, Afilu Teim Rabbanan. No, our Mishnah could even be Rabbanan, Tanakama, in the Mishnah Nazir, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say that there is a potential Nazirus over there. Mik Tana Shneim Rotzim. Does our Mishnah use the Lashon that both are agreeing to three dinars? No, rather it says Shneim Rotzim Kitani, both are willing to accept the three dinars. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. And Rava is disagreeing that the Mishnah would not be the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Nasai. Then it should have the Lashon of both agreed in Lashon Avar. Right? Shneim, as he said, that it should have said Rotsu, if that was the case, if we wanted to say the Chiddush, that would be Rabbi Tarfon. Since the Mishnah uses Shneim Rotsin, in the Lashon of Hove, in the Lashon of present, the Mishnah's whole idea of the Mishnah is telling us that both were agreeable all along to this price, which therefore is the reason that really the neder wasn't chal, because they didn't really mean two and they didn't really mean four when they're making the neder. But nothing to do with the fact that it was mesupak. That's not what the Mishnah is emphasizing. And since the Mishnah wasn't emphasizing the fact that it was in a state of doubt, says Rava, that I disagree with your whole premise. So now the Gemara says, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi now, Amar lo tfei meselah. The seller says to the buyer that this is going to be greater than a selah. Ve'ala omer batzir meshekel. And the other one says it's less than a shekel. Nidra ave o zruzin ave. Is that a real full-fledged neder, or is that just a nidra zruzin, which doesn't really count? So what exactly is Ravina's question? It's not really very clear. So the Ran has two possibilities what it could mean. Ran's first explanation is that, no, we're talking about, here's different than our Mishnah, because the guy made a neder not to accept less than a sela, and also a pruta. So it's saying, I'm not giving you four dinars and 1 cent. So why are you adding in that 1 cent? The pruta is like a small value. So you're saying $4. Why are you adding the 1 cent? Maybe the fact that you're adding this 1 cent is telling you that you were so specific that you actually meant the Lashon of Neder. It's not necessarily a Nidre Zeruzin. Or the other side is no. That just again, this is part of the negotiating tactic. I'm not going 1 cent to Neder, $4 and 1 cent, and then you're going to $2 and 1 cent. That you just meant it as part of the negotiating tactics. That's the suffix of Ravina. Basically, an extension of our Mishnah is the actual adding in of the pruta of adding in that 1 cent. Is that going to make it a full-fledged neder or not? That's the first explanation of the Ran. Miri actually quotes Rashi. We don't have Rashi. One of the examples of Miri quoting Rashi, which we don't have, that's one of the Rayas that Mefarish is not Shitas Rashi, that says the same way that the Ran's first explanation is. The Ran also gives a second explanation. Ravina is referring to the seller makes a neder not to take less than 5 dinars, and the buyer says he's not paying more than one. Do we say that such a wide gap of how far they're going on is not necessarily even, it's not even bargaining anymore. At that point, it's a real neder because they're so far apart. Clearly, they're not even, they're actually swearing. Because like, you know, a guy is selling a house for, you know, for $2 million. You offer him $100,000, like a joke. So you swear not paying $100,000. He swears he's not selling for $2 million. That's a real neder because they're not negotiating right now. They're not in a negotiating tactic. He's not trying to get more. That's, the house is valued around $2 million. You're saying $100,000. It's a joke. So that you really meant it as a real neder, not meaning a joke that you're going to offer that. So therefore, you actually meant it as a full-fledged neder. That's a shaila. So Rav Ashi responds now, Amar Lei, Rav Ashi responds to Ravina, Tanina, we learn this in a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah tell us? If one was urging his friend to eat by him, so he wants to eat him as a guest, Shabbos, whatever it may have been, and you want to invite him. And the guy is refusing at him. He said, no, I'm not coming out. He says, swear, I konem your house with respect to entering it. Or a kodem that the drop of cold water that you're going to give me to taste. He can't enter his house and then drink cold water. Why? This person who made the neder meant only for the sake of eating and drinking. That eating a full-fledged meal and not entering and drinking the cup of water. So according to the Rush, the Madir is also permitted to eat a meal. That's very fascinating. Since he never mentioned anything about the meal in his neder. However, the Mefarish on the side of the Gemara over here, he disagrees, and he says that the matter is not permitted. That's his whole point. He doesn't want to have the meal. So that's Lechora, the Machlokes, is how to understand this point of the Gemara. But the Gemara points out, the Vamayu, why is he permitted to come and have a sip of water? Lekulei Alma, that's everybody agrees upon. The Machlokes Rishonim him was only about coming for his intention. Maybe he's not supposed to have a meal there. But drinking a cold sip of water is okay. Why? Batibat Sonekamar, he says, I'm not even drinking one sip of your water, cold water. Because we assume that a person talks this way, even when he doesn't mean to answer himself on that in his neder. He just doesn't want to come for a full-fledged meal. So that's the shayla over here. So in Ravina's case, we also assume that that person talks away, and therefore, it's just, even that is a negotiating tactic. That's what we're saying. Even though it's a far-fledged, in the second answer of the round, it's a far-fledged spread, doesn't matter. That's how they're negotiating. Or in the first answer is that they were meduyak and then I'm not going $4 on 1 cent. Also, people talk like that when they're, I swear I'm not going to be more than a cent more than $4. People talk like that. So says the Gemara that we're having right now, it should be also not a neder. Amar Lei, so Ravina responds back to Ravashi, turning on to the next level. Now, me dummy, are the two cases really comparable? You're trying to tie it right now. Gabet Sonin, in the case we're talking about the drop of water, Tzadikim Omer Mad Ve'osin Harbe. We know that Tzadikim, they say very little and they do a lot. Right? We have by Avram Avinu, comparison actually, Mamash, I just saw Ashkaz HaPrat, one of those times, the Daf in Ashkacha, that this was this week's Parsha Barzah Vayira and Chai Yisrael, because we see the exact opposite between Avram and Ephron, right? We see by Avram Avinu, he says, come, just have a little bit of water, Ve'echa Pas Lechem, look at what he made them. He had bread. Not serving the bread because of whatever. But he had them having the shechted animals for them. A big suda they had. So Omer Mad Vase Arbe is by Avram Avinu, and the exact opposite is by Ephraim. Ephraim is a Rishayim. They say so much. They talk like crazy, and they don't do anything. Havdil like by politicians, not the Chazron Rishayim, but some of them. You know, they say like to talk. Tachlis. Let's see what you're actually going to do. So a tzaddikim, they speak very little, but they do so much. That's a tzaddik. So here, so that's why he really meant it. So he only said, so God has it referred back to us, because he only was afraid that you would agree to a small amount. He was afraid the host would agree to make him have this huge meal. Like we see by Avraham Avinu. And he was afraid as he was a big tzaddik, he's going to come and drink a cup of water. He's not going to give a chocolate cup of water. He's going to make him sit down for a whole suda. He doesn't have 2 hours now to sit with the suda. Hachasveiko, but in our case, when he says, or more than a sela and the actual pruta, or more than a shekel, according to Ron's first answer. So then, that's far, it doesn't apply because it's a question. It wasn't a negotiating tactic, it was a real neder. They actually meant bedavka. I'm only accepting less than sela and really making two dinar, and really, both are really willing to accept three in the Mishnah's case, and it's a case of motivational nadarim, which are not chal. Or the second test, Dilma Dafka Kamar Nidra. Again, the whole topic still applies. We don't have this concept of Tzadikim Omer Madvos and Harbe to get rid of that neder. And therefore, it would be a full-fledged question. Tibai, as we pointed out, that's one of the Lashon Nedarim Mishmashuna. That's one of the Rishonim bring this as a Raya. That we won't say it should be Teku. We always say Teku. Now we're saying Tibai is a similar thing. We leave that as an unanswered question. Okay, now the Gemara continues. But the Mishnah told us that Chachamim are Matir this. So what does that mean? Amar Avidam Arvasi, Arba Nadarim Alal, Tzrichin Shela Chamcham, you still need to do a Taras Nadarim. Because they're not automatically going to be void. A person makes them, you need to, again, this is going to be Darabanan. When we say it means permitted, it means on a level of Daraisa. But Midarabanan, we still require you, because you don't want to treat Nadarim lightly. That's what we don't want. And the Ritva extends this. He says, if it's all about treating darm lightly, l'chora by an ama aretz, that's the only time we're going to even make you matir the neder, like we had before in previous cases. So too over here, we're only going to say it if you are an ama aretz. So if a person is talmid chacham, you wouldn't even need a hataras nadar. That's how he understands this line from the Gemara. Fine. And the Gemara says, ki amritza kamei de Shmuel, Amar Tana Tana Arba Nedarim Matiru Chacham. The lashon of the Mishnah is they permitted it, and you're going to tell me Va'atam Atzvicha and Sheilas Chacham. How could you tell me that? Shmuel is understanding that when the Mishnah says that is permitted, it means full fledged permitted, that everybody is mutter. So the way the Ritva is explaining is that even for Amaratzim, the Mishnah is telling us that is not a neder whatsoever. We're not afraid that they're going to come to take light of Medarim in other circumstances because everybody knows this wasn't a neder at all. So that even Amaratz will know that. That's how the Ritva explains the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Rav Yosef masni lahash mait debahilish. Now Rav Yosef taught this statement of Yehuda in the following way. Amar Rav Yehuda Maravasi, in chacham rashi la'atir ela ke'in arba nedarim alalu. A chachamim is not permitted to null a vow unless it's similar to these four types of nedarim. Meaning that these four nedarim are in a chanami for sure going to be permitted automatically. There's no shaila of ataras nedarim. Rav Asi is coming to say is that other types of nedarim which require ataras nedarim cannot be annulled unless they're similar to these four types of nedarim. And that would mean that the neder can only be annulled if you have what's called a pesach. But if it's just charata, that's not going to be enough. That's the point of Rav Asi, not to say that you actually need an ataras nedarim here. He would agree to that. That's how we understand Rav Asi. So kasavar, and therefore the Gemara is saying, in post-kabarat, the lacha is going to be that it is not opening with regret. As he pointed out, there's two ways to be matir neder, either with a pesach, an opening, the circumstances not been, you didn't consider the circumstances, you made the neder, everybody agrees that you're allowed to be matir neder through that opening, to find a pesach. However, there's another big machlokas, is what's the lacha with regards to charata. That when it comes to charata, that if you're just regretting it, that's different, that's worse. Charata is not because in the case of the charata, all you're saying is that really you regret the fact that no circumstances found that would have caused the person to not make the neder. Meaning, he's saying that his neder, he was very angry. So he's upset that he was angry. But if you had been angry again, you would have made the neder. That's charata. So that's not going to be sufficient reason to be matir neder. That's understanding the difference between charata. So why don't you just say charata is opening? How do you know that you're going to be so angry, you're going to make the neder? Because that's not true though. Again, in that same state of mind, you would have made the neder. So therefore, we don't say that it's really every charata is a pesach. A pesach is different than a charata. And that's why charata cannot be chal, whereas a pesach would be a reason to be matir the neder. So the Gemara now says, "Aho dasa kamei Rav Yehuna." A person came before Rav Yehuna to ask him to be matir his neder. Amar lei li bachala, was your mind with you when you made the neder? Meaning, were you settled in a state of mind that was a good place when you made the neder? So, if it was, then I wouldn't be able to matir neder. Or was you not settled at all? In which case, I would be able. Were you angry when you said it? I would be able to be matir the neder. And he said, "Amar lei lo, I was not in a good state of mind. I was very angry, and therefore I regret it." So therefore, Sharia Rav Yehuna removed the neder, is matir the neder based on charata. So he holds that we are able to be matir neder through charata. That's what we see from the story. Ha'od also the kamei de Rav Rav Yehuna amar lei ilo yasar bnei adam shefasucha be'osasha. If there had been 10 people there to be able to make you feel better, to calm you down, would you have made the neder minadart? So the Gemara says no. Amar lei lo, I wouldn't have. I was so angry. Ve'tira, and that also was his basis of being matir the neder. So Rav Yehuna's understanding that. Rabbi Vuna's understanding that we make an Ovimatir Neder also through Charata, that over here, he had 10 people, that is in the category that's even higher though. It's in between a Pesach and a Charata. It's less than a Pesach because it's not really a full-fledged opening because there were not 10 people there at the situation. So therefore, you can't say, I didn't know that there wasn't 10 people. That would never happen. However, it's better than the case of Charata because it was meaning he's being a little bit more machber than Rav Yehuna. It's better than Rav Yehuna's case because in Rav Yehuna's case of charata, the madir knows there's no circumstances that would have stopped him from making his neder from making the neder. Here, Rav Yehuna is saying that there would be circumstances if people were able to calm you down, you would have never made the neder. So therefore, it's better than Rav Yehuna's case, like a middle ground. And that's maybe Rav Rachan is actually this middle ground. That's why we're quoting him because he's not as makel as Rav Yehuna. That's the point of the Gemara. So now the Gemara continues. Tanya, really, this actually seems to be machlokas tanaim. This machlokas amurayim, but a pesach and charata is really machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omrim la'ol adam, lev ze alecha. We say to a person who wants to be matir neder, was this on your mind when you made a neder? So did you have this in mind? So the Gemara says, imam arla matir nosav. He says, no, I didn't really have it, so then we're going to be able to matir the neder. Based on charata. Rabbi Shomer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shemavi, if Omrim la'ol adam, ilo yasar, b'nei adam, shukla be'osah shah, if there are 10 people there, minadar, would you have made it? Imla'av matir in la'. So this idea of Rav Rav Huna and Rav Huna and what we had before about the 10 people in Ravuna, that actually is going to be a machlokas tonight. That this middle stages of, is a full-fledged charata even at, okay? And that was the first Ravuna's chiddush, is a very big chiddush, even that you're allowed to be matir, or only if it's like this middle circumstances where had there been the 10 people to calm you down, which is better than a full-fledged charata, but not yet a full Pesach, would that be also the requirement? Okay, Simon, Asi, Lazar, Yochanan, Vianai, these are the people who had the stories that we're going to mention. Ahud Asi, the Kameder of Asi, someone came before of Asi. Wanti Matir's Neder. Amar Le, Kadutahus. So he said to him, have you already regretted having made this Neder? Amar Le, Lo. Meaning, obviously I have. Meaning, Lo, I have not. Meaning, I have regretted it. Visharia, whereas of Asi was Matir the Neder. He, again, this was based on Charata, and that was his Shita. Another one, Ahud Asi, the Kameder, Rabbi El Lazar, who says, Amar Le, Ba'is Nindor. Do you still want to be the neder to be chal right now? Amar le, ilo lamargzin lo abayin and klum. Had I not been angry, I would have never made this neder whatsoever. So I made it angry, and I regret having done that in anger. Amar le, take a bias, it should be as you wish. Meaning your neder is going to be a matir in your neder. So he also again, these are all the different amorim that can be matir based on charata. Another ma'isa. Ha'u itasa da'adra lebarte. There was a certain woman who made a neder against her daughter. She made a neder that her daughter is osir to have benefit from her. Also, the Kameh Rabbi Yochanan, she came before Rabbi Yochanan to be matir this neder. And Amar Lai said to her, Ilo aviyatas to amen migir sayach, Allah divartich. Had you known the time that you made the neder, that your neighbors, what are your neighbors going to say about your daughter? We're turning on the next number now. Ilo lo chamaz bay ima milin da aziva, her mother, not seen her matter, so she's so bad, she had to make this neder. She must be terrible. So now people are being moti laz on your daughter. So for the benefit of your daughter, would you have made this neder? Bechdi lo adarta, she would not have made this neder for nothing. Mi adarta. So she must be terrible. That's what people are saying about her. And she said back, I know I really regret it. I'm really low. I would not have made this neder for Sharia. He removed this neder. So again, this seems to be more than actually a charata, as Mefarish points out. This lechor is just a Pesach. So this is not really anything about a Pesach versus charata. This is just, it seems to be just another story that we're having. We'll just finish off with the Maisim. Barbar said to Rabbi Yanai Sava, Asa lekamid Rabbi Yanai Sava. Amar lai, ilu aviyadat the pischin, pinkas chamishtemich be'al ratzach. At the time when you made this neder, that people are going to come and open up your ledger, and they're going to be, meaning in Shemayim Kilu, that people are going to look what you've done. So, Minayat, would you have made such a neder? Amar Leilo, Visharya, and he was mati the neder. So this is, it seems to be, again, another type of Pesach, and not really a Charata, these last two stories. So why you bring them as a good trilah, but that's what the Gemara brings over here. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up Amar Rabbi Abba, Mirtz Hashem, in tomorrow's Daf.